Good day, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today is August 9th, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today I'm going to talk about the bot that I've been working on. It's been pretty successful. I want to show you the latest updates. So again, Sunday, August 9th, 1:34 p.m. Okay, so this is very important. A lot of people have been asking questions about where to sign up if you are interested in anything I'm involved with. You want some free PDF books on automated trading, just come to quantlabs.net and sign up here in the wonderful box. On top of that, if you are ever interested in the service and the results of these bots that I've been working on, you can join now at Analytics, quantlabs.net/analytics, and there's a very detailed video on how everything works. Prices will be going up another 50% in the next couple of weeks as we prove this bot seems to work. So again, that's quantlabs.net/quantanalytics. All right, so let me just first show you what we call the crypto risk. I've been saying it in my Instagram for a while. The changes I made, I am tracking the weighted average, which is very important metric that works really well with a quant where I can quantify the overall risk of the markets. One person asked, do I do risk reward? I have no need to do risk reward because in pretty close to real time, I'm able to gauge the measurement of trades that I want to take on with this bot. So with a weighted average between Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Ethereum, and I'm also tracking Ethereum Classic. But these are over the last couple of days, these results that I'm showing you here in this spreadsheet here. So you could see here that the strength is not very strong. It's been positive, but where you start to see the really big moves of $1,000 with Bitcoin, you're going to get a metric of a weighted average of about at least 2-3. And here it's not even breaking half 0.5. And what you'll see here, the strength is just not there over the last few days. You'll also see in here, there's not a lot of strength when it comes to where it's actually in a down market. And we're going to break that down in MotiveWave here in a minute. And then from here, I can also see which coin is strong, which one's not. But usually, pretty well a year, they've all moved in coordination with how Bitcoin moves. But let's go and check that out. One thing I want to show you here is people go on about crypto and how high risk it is. This is a pair that I've been tracking among many. Here we have a pair at $1.07, you can see here, and that was July 6th, and it's all the way up to $14.49. So you have to ask yourself, why would you not trade coins like this? Okay, I'll go into detail on why my bot might not be performing so well, but hodling and seeing these kind of moves is huge. These are some of the better details. Like this is like a over a 10 times return in a matter of less than 3 weeks. Okay, so really important to understand that crypto is the place to be. People are going on about gold and they get excited when it moves up, but here's a classic return on one of the better performing coins out there. So what I'm going to show you here is the live performing of this bot right here. That's the bot itself trading. But I'm very conservative and I'll miss out sometimes on returns like this. But I can develop systems to track those if I want. And also, just as a reminder, this is MotiveWave, the trading platform. So now, about 2 weeks ago, they've added Binance as a connection into MotiveWave. And it's spot, and they told me, WonderWave told me that there's been a big demand for this, so they've added it, and we're reaping the rewards of it. So, really important to know that, and I wanted to say thanks to everybody that watches I want to say thanks to everybody that has been hanging on and seeing the potential returns with this. But I'm going to go through the details of why I go conservative with these bots. And yet, it still has a very important metric that I track, which is win ratio, and the secondary is P&L. So I'll talk about that in this video here. So in here, we've got the bot performing. And in here, we also have a spreadsheet here of my P&L spreadsheet. That's for today. Now, a couple things. Let me first run the report here. Everything's done in Python for now, as well as the tracking in MotiveWave. You could do live trading with MotiveWave as well with Binance. But if I run this script here, I call P&L report. You'll see here in the last, well, it'll go through the entire P&L log. I'm about to show you the spreadsheet, and you can see here, it's taken a few losses. I'm going to go through that. So that's the overall P&L, which is obviously not good. But at the end of the day, I'm not really caring about that. What I care about is this ratio right here. Sorry, this one right here, the win ratio. So it's 51%. And I've just shown you the market conditions with the big four, big five coins. So it's been positive. It's been more than 51 or 50%, which is pretty hard to do in any market, and has not been a strong market overall. It's been more down than strong, but it's still able to maintain a win ratio of 51%, which is pretty strong. I've had on Friday night when the market was strong and be up to 60%, 70% win ratio, and it takes on quite a few positions. But I've gone conservative here for a big reason. With Binance, there's the spot market, there's a futures market, and there is an options market, but yet we're still waiting for the API for that from Binance to release that to automate with Python or whatever technology out there is. But you can do options trading on the Binance app, mobile app only. And for now, as I said, with MotiveWave, it's only spot, but hopefully at some point there is a connection into the Binance futures, also a connection to Binance US. Okay, that's for MotiveWave. I have been informed that there is a new trading platform that came out last fall called Quant Tower. Has all that already. So that's a new option for traders. And again, that platform is called Quant Tower. It's put out by a bunch of Ukrainian folks. So you may want to look into that. But for now, MotiveWave is the choice. So here we are. And I'm going to show you the P&L log as well. All right. So with this spreadsheet, obviously it's Excel, so I can manipulate this spreadsheet. In here, a very important metric or is when that position took place. Okay, so you can see here we've had one, two, three. We got, let me just verify all this. So we got from 33 to here. So that's nine positions taken on today since midnight. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to just focus on those trades for today. Okay, so I'm no Excel magician here. I'm not an expert in it, but I can do things like this, and I can figure out these are my total returns, percent return. So hopefully this will work to give me an overall total P&L. So it's down 1.38, and usually it's a very couple of positions that can really skew it, which it looks like is this one and this one. The problem, oh, and this one as well. So we don't have control of that. I've been doing this for a while. You cannot take out these kind of positions. But out of that, or actually, I can't remember which one, but this is the entry, exit, or exit entry, and then there is the return. So let me just run a total on this guy as well in this column. And as I said, I'm no expert in this. So there's your totals for these for today, and I can do the same thing yesterday. And again, that's a really strong. So let me just do that right now. So just grab the, and I can obviously do this in Python as well and automate it, but let me just do this manually here via Excel. So this is all of today, or sorry, yesterday, August 8th. Let's do the same thing. Obviously, you can, as I said, you can automate it. So here, this would have been profitable because here's that really down negative position. Okay, so if I took that out, as I could show you here, it's still not as bad, but what I'm wanting to focus on is the win ratio. So here we're at 51%. I don't know what yesterday was. As I said, I could automate that in Python. I'm not there yet. But what I care about and my goal is to get the win ratio up to around 60%. So what I'm trying to do is trying to eliminate these losing positions, namely that really this really bad negative one or this big loss, because that really skews the overall performance of this bot. Again, I don't have that control. We have to allow the bot to perform and take the risk for this. You cannot control this one bit, not at least in crypto. You maybe have more predictability in any other asset class, but crypto, you just don't have that predictability. You have to take the risk to take winners and losers, and there's going to be sometimes bigger losers, and it can go the other way as well. If you looked at my Instagram here on Friday, I reported here that it got about 11.5% overall for a 24-hour period when I launched the bot. But that's when the market was much stronger, namely with the four big coins that I mentioned here, the risk one that I just showed you, this guy right here. And that's, again, as a reminder, Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ethereum, and soon Ethereum Classic. So when that's all moving together and are very rock solid, you will get an amazing profit because the bot has been designed to go conservative. It doesn't have to trade at all, but it will still take risk. And what I can do to minimize these losses, but it will take away other opportunity to take winners as well. And this is what I'm testing. This is what I'm tweaking. So the lowest tolerance is that it will start trading is at a certain percent, which is too low. So I can up that a little bit and reduce the trading and only trade when it's really rock, like a rock solid, very solid weighted average across those big four that I mentioned. So I could do that. So I have control to minimize the loss. But again, I'll lose out on the opportunity on some of the winners. But I'll definitely lose out on these kind of winners here at the band USDT. But I have ways to gauge that through platforms like MotiveWave as well. So there's different types of strategies here at play. So again, it's all about experimentation, but that this is a rare trade in a down market. So we can experiment all we want, but it's just different methodology of trading. So in terms of the automated way with this little bot that I'm showing you, the performance can be awesome, but as I said, you have to allow the risk to take on those losses, and sometimes you will actually lose. In this case, I am, but not like dying. But you might be asking, why am I putting a huge focus on this win ratio, this win-loss ratio? Here's the reason why, is if you go into Binance, if I do a search for leverage in spot, in financed. I think I've seen some leverage available in the spot market. So certain coins do take, or certain tokens, sorry, do take a certain amount of leverage right here, 1.5 to 3 times. Certain ones. Okay, so that's all fine and good. But let's look at the futures market if they allow that, and I know they do. So here they get up to 20 times leverage, and here on certain coins you can get up to 125% leverage. So coming back to here and knowing what I just told you, when you have a winning ratio of over 51%, it's not wise, obviously, to take increase your leverage. In fact, I don't think you'd want to use leverage when you have a strategy or model, or just, well, even say it doesn't matter what kind of bot it is, what style of trading. At the end of the day, it's is the results of that bot and its performance. So if you're getting a win ratio of, let's say, 70, 60%, you have to ask yourself, is it worthwhile to leverage up your trading of up to 20, 100, even 100 times when you have a winning ratio of 70%? There's a number of factors that come into play there, but if you, with confidence, able to say, I will reach 70% win ratio in a market that's giving me a very strong market condition, yeah, I would lever it up. And that's when you'll go from driving a Hyundai to a Rolls-Royce. If you have that winning strategy and it does win, and it wins when the market conditions allow. So this is why I'm putting so much focus on the win ratio to take the same trading rules I have here for this market, the spot market, and then eventually hopefully move it into the futures market and know with certain confidence under certain market conditions I can lever up my trade. That's why I'm focusing on the overall win ratio or win loss ratio. And this is why I don't care about stupid things like risk reward, because that's a totally different market. I'm trying to get people out of that, and they seem to get frustrated with that way of thinking. But that's when you trade like a discretionary trader. When you enter in the world of automated trading, you have different ways to look at the market with risk reward. And there's other ones that will blow their brains out trying to build an artificial intelligence strategy, and using machine learning. From my experience with machine learning, it's overkill at this point, because trying to apply machine learning into a highly random, a highly fast-moving market like crypto, it's very hard to apply that. Now, I could be wrong, I'm no brain surgeon here, but from what I see, there are just simpler mathematical techniques to use, such as trends, such as volume, such as other factors, that's all you need. Simple moving, not technical analysis, because when you factor in technical analysis, and most of them are lag, and except for a moving average, a lot of them lag, and they don't add a lot to the more down in the dirt kind of metrics. As I said, RSI is good, moving average can be somewhat good. also, other strategies like, or indicators like that. So that's something to use, and anything beyond that is just lagging. But it's really good depending upon your time frame. So if your time frame's daily, 4 hour, yeah, I think technical analysis can do really well. But in here, I've been experimenting all the way from daily to, as I won't do 1 minute because it's too noisy, but 5 minute, we'll see. But so far, this is where I'm at, and I'm maintaining at least a 50% in a down market. Now, in terms of the P&L, as you can see here, like this is the P&L. I don't really factor that in yet. I will once we get a better handle on the win ratio. Once that win ratio's pretty solid, so far for the last 2, 3 days, I've been relatively happy with it. But here, the P&L is obviously a factor that I'm not too, I won't say worried about. Yeah, I do worry about it, but it's not a primary concern for me because this is how it works. What we do here is we just take the single unit of USDT, and on that, it's really a bet, really a controlled bet, probably a better way, or a position, or whatever you want to call it. And we just take the minimal amount. So you'll see certain returns be very small and very tiny. In this case, like in CHR or Bitcoin Cash, can give you a much higher profit level on this type of style of testing, and be able to say, yeah, it'll skew your P&L. But once we even it out by taking on only a certain amount of quantity to reach the minimum in trading in Binance, which is 10 USDT or 10 Tether or 10 equivalent $10, it all evens out. So the P&L will be much more realistic once we get a better handle on this win ratio and the overall parameters that will eliminate all those losses to maintain and hopefully boost the win ratio. And then start working on the P&L from that. So that's the logic I'm going with right now. But so far, so good. I'm very happy with it. But in order to maintain this at a much higher level, I'll have to increase that tolerance of when it will start trading or allowed to be trade. It seems to be fairly low right now. So there'll be fewer trades, but hopefully those trades will be more profitable or winning, or which will boost the win ratio. That's the hope. So that's where we're at right now. All right, so I made a promise that let's take a look at overall some of these coins that have been doing decently. So these are the ones that have been traded over the last few days. You can see here, Ben is not one of those. But let's see if we could see some winners here. So we have BTT. I'm not a big fan of BTT, but I'll look at it anyways. Everything's in USDT. So let's see how these have been playing out. Okay. See, that's been very flat. But let me just first pull up the big ones. So let's look at Bitcoin. How Bitcoin's been doing. So we can see here we're on a 4-day chart. So you can see here it has, obviously gone from 92.28 up to 11,000 on the 31st. And here it's been bouncing around between, looks like around above 11,500. But it's been bouncing around, but there's been no solid trend. But, this is what we've been here at. So it's either going to move up or it's going to move down in a big way. So on a 6 hour, it's again not just been bouncing around. So it's not been there's been no sense of direction. It's been pretty well in a range bound for the last few days. So if I look at Ethereum, now Ethereum's different at this point. Don't want that one, USDT. So Ethereum. Ethereum, USDT, USDT, USDT. 6 hour again. So again, same thing as before. This has been a solid move, as you can tell, from July 22nd at 244 all the way up to pretty close to $400. So it's almost not doubled, but for a Bitcoin, that's a big move. And again, same thing, been bouncing around since early August. So these are the challenges we're at. Either it's going to move up big or it's going to move down. And it seems to be working sort of in tandem with Ethereum. But there's also, of course, other coins that have been doing fairly well. If you looked at my P&L log here, you'll notice here it has been trading Bitcoin Cash here. Okay. Here. All right. And I think there was one other one, but it's been and yeah, there's been Bitcoin Cash here and there. So that's probably the better performer out of those bigger coins. Let's see it here. So Bitcoin Cash. Okay, so here it has had bigger divergence in the moves. So we're looking at August 6th and a big down move protected and another big down move as well. So that's probably where it's taking these profit on these bigger moves, but protecting as best as it can the profit. I mean, as I said, as best as it can. And the last one we can look at is, well, actually we'll look at two more. Litecoin, USDT. Let's see here. So again, same thing. And it maintains that level and everything moves in direction and with Bitcoin. Okay, so there's not much to say there. And the last one is what was it? ETC or Ethereum Classic. Just seeing how that's performed. This one can do well, but again, those moves can be much bigger, but you can see the sudden decline overall in the last few days. Okay, so that's how things have been performing. Two paths are coming out of this. Well, let's look at some of the ones that have been traded. Okay, so we'll focus on these guys right here. We'll go in reverse. So I showed you BTT right here. It's just been not moving it whatsoever. I'm surprised that this has been doing anything. It's been flat. So BTT has been just that flat, just doesn't move. One that's been doing really well and talked about these new technologies is Cardano. There's some survey said that Cardano has the best technology out there, with Bitcoin having the best outlook. But when you look at the performance of Cardano, it's been doing probably pretty good. Let's see how it's been doing for the last few days. Same thing, but it has had its move up. And it's been legging up too. So you can see here in the P&L, Cardano, I think, has been traded quite a bit. Right here, a tiny profit there. And we have some XMR. Okay, let's look at some of these other ones here. So we have Cardano, CHR. Now again, I can filter these coins from a list to prevent it from trading if it's not performing the way I want. So if I look at CHR, this is the one that had that big loss that totally skewed down on the downside. But you can see here why. Big moves, boom, boom, and then, you know, it's a tough one to trade, especially if you're as a human. But the moves have been pretty good long term. From 2 cents all the way up to 7 cents. Okay, let's continue here. So we've got CHR. Let's look at Tron. So that's TRX. This one's been on the move as well. Again, but I like this one because it's just long term, nice steady trend. Less divergence in the move, or less breadth in the moves when it does go volatile. So that's not a bad one, not great, but the price is a little more stable there, that's for sure. Here's another one, Lend. See that one. Again, sun moves up and down. It's a tough one. Let's see. We've got Tron, Cardano. So we have Ontology. This can do okay. It's not been moving a lot. But here's another one. Yeah, this one's on the move today. That big breath, but it might come back down fast. But predictability. Actually, let me look at the 15-minute on that one, or an hour. Yeah, that's a nice one for today, but that could change tomorrow. We could see here these big volume moves down or up. See what else has been traded lately. CHR, OGN. That one has done okay in the past. That can have some really big moves. I'll probably show you that from earlier in the summer. Well, it's been just good. It's been having its volatile moments. Well, that's an hourly. But again, those are pretty wild moves. But when it moves up, it can do well. And here's one of those big moves. I think this is probably at 25%. Let me just see here, just as an example. So it's 23 to 37. So that's probably a 50% move, or I'm sure you're better at math than I am. So EOS is another one. Again, remember, this is just the last 2 days, so this is from today and yesterday. So we, what was the one we were looking at? EOS. And this, I must stress, this bot only trades strong trending over the last month or so. So here you go. Big moves, some very big moves. It's sort of a little bit different from performing with correlate around Bitcoin. These moves are very different. So again, let's say a price of 259 all the way up to 328. So that's a fairly big move, and then drops back. All right. So let's see here. We haven't talked about this one. XMR is a weird one, but it's been performing fairly well lately. I think it's because it's a private coin, but it still performs the same as Bitcoin. But see the daily here. So we see here, it's been totally different, and it's been nice since July. So here it's at 62.42, definitely a 50% move up to a 90. So it's been a strong trend up, which is good. This one here, Matic, I'm not a huge fan of, but this can sometimes surprise. No, this just doesn't. It's too crazy. The up moves are just not worth taking. See, it's just been flat since May, so I don't consider that a top one for sure. RLC. RLC, let's check this one out. RLC. USDT. This is one I don't know. But again, you can see the volatile moves. But when it does move, you're going from, geez, from 47 to 178. Now, so the last low, August 3rd, $1.09, back up to $1.59. So it's been totally different from Bitcoin. But again, this is one of those small coins. Now, here's the pattern that I've been seeing when it comes from with Binance and moving them into futures. This is probably going to be a new coin added into the futures with these kind of moves. But when it moves into the futures market, what happens is you miss out on those early day moves of when the coin was moving. So the problem is that it starts to flatten out. I think that has to do with the fact that in the futures market, most of those traders are trading obviously the bigger, higher volume coins like the Bitcoins, the Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, and maybe the Litecoins because they have higher volume. So these coins suffer once they go into the futures market, and there's been a ton of them have been added, at least 5 or 10 in the last month or two with Binance. So this is why it's good to focus on these high performing coins, be it this RLC or this big winner, BAN, and I'm sure that may or may not be already in the futures market. But with these kind of moves, once it's moved into the futures market, it dies. And another good example of that is Compound. see here since November, it has done really well. I mean, this is a new addition to Binance, but it hasn't gone anywhere. Another one that's been doing fairly well has been Maker as well. Maker, oh, wrong one. But that's a DeFi coin. It's the number one DeFi coin on Ethereum. And I did do a talk on DeFi. You can see here it's gone from, wow, from 509 to 588. So that's a big move for a coin of that value. And I believe it's going to go up. So that's the DeFi movement there. All right, so let's continue along in these paths here. So this has been a great coin as well. It's been Vet. This is a very exciting coin. Chainlink is another one of those, and it does continually perform well. But this, with Vet, I'm seeing early days of what Chainlink did. I mean, this has been, the returns have been just stupendous. So from nothing, from 0 to 2 cents. So it's gone up 2 times, and it still has maintained, and it's still moving up. So those are really, really good, a really good coin to watch. Vet, LND, BCH, this other one early yesterday, Algo. Let's check that out. Okay, Algo, USDT. You can see here, it's done well. Very, very strong, and it's come off, and that's why you're seeing what you're seeing in this P&L log, because it picked up those trades 21.11. So I can track that now. We'll go down to the 1 hour at 21, which would be 21. So you're looking in around here, where I picked up a small trade. And I think there was another position here as well that was profitable. So here's a bigger one, 0.39. So that was at what time? 21.39. And just so you know, I'm looking down here always. So if I'm looking at 21.39, so you're probably looking in and around here, that little move there, that's a fairly decent move. Now, you might be going saying, well, gee, Brian, that's obviously missing out on other coins or other moves. Yes, it is, but you also have to remember I am in an environment where the other coins are highly volatile, as I showed you, so it's very conservative trying to maintain that 50% win ratio. So this is the challenge I'm in. But as I said, there's two paths now, looking at focusing on this with an automation and another mental discretionary strategy on putting the calls out like I have done earlier in the week, and just saying these ones are going to move based upon the various automation I have to generate those signals, saying these will probably move. And I'm sure Band would have been probably a top pick, this guy right here, that one right there. So that one is still moving up, and if I go down to the hour, it's doing quite well, quite nicely, thank you very much. And most people are going to be moving, will miss out on that move. So if I go over to Binance and look at the coins that are in the futures market under the derivatives, this is again with Binance. So if I look at... I always get confused here. So let it load up. Let it load up. No, maybe. Oh, here we are. Okay, so we're talking about derivatives moves, USDT futures market. That's what I say, futures. So here, in here, you can get access to all the coins or tokens that are traded in this market, all in USDT. Once it loads up. Okay, so here they are. This is an order that they've placed them in. And as I said, you can see here, these are 24-hour changes. I just did a webinar, and it's in my elite section now. You can see here we have RLC band has been added because it performed very well. These other ones were added as well earlier on, and they just don't perform as well. And if they do, they're very random. But there are certain ones doing quite well, and we can figure those out as we move ahead. All right, so I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to shut up. Let me just run this one last report here. Just see if there's been any positions added. Number of trades is currently at 33. And what I'm about to say here in closing, again, if you want to know about more about this, to join this membership at Quant Analytics, that's quantlabs.net/quantanalytics, all lowercase. If you want to know, I got the video here to show you exactly what it includes. And this buy now. Now, again, there's going to be two phases I'll be doing if this continues in the direction I want. Nothing's changed with the trades. So if these continue to move up, you will start to see the price go up 50% over the next couple of weeks. So that price monthly will go up. On top of the goal is not to go 50%, but in a short term to go double. I've had people complain about that. That's fine. This product's not for them. The service's not for them. They're not ready for it. But I do know you will make back your money if you get in returns like this of a 5-10 time return. I've not seen that kind of return that strong over the last few months, but that is the strongest. So what I'm saying is you'll probably make back your money in short time. And eventually, as the US dollar weakens and I'm born in Britain, I'll be moving all my currency for the new customers from that point being billed in US dollar to British pound. So that's another 50% increase once we get to the level. So it's going to be much more expensive, but I do know I do pick up a lot of British clients, UK. And for what I'll be charging in pounds is nothing, but the rest of the world will not reap those benefits. And one of the reasons I'm going to be doing that is because I'm hoping to relocate to UK jurisdiction as the tax base in where I live and in North America is going up because, you know, we know what's going on with the Democrats versus the Republican world, and we have the U.S. election. And all I can say about that, regardless of which stripe you fall under, if it does fall under Joe Biden, November 3rd, you will expect to see much more control. I'm already seeing that in the crypto space, but for U.S. Americans, there will be much higher taxes coming. Joe Biden has put that as part of his platform. And we'll be targeting very wealthy people who are already moving out of the country. So I'm planning to do the same thing, but I'm not moving to England itself or UK mainland itself, the island. There's jurisdictions around UK that are very tax friendly. So that's the plan to move to. And if when I do that, that means then long term, I will be moving everything currency wise for new clients. 2 British pounds, and those that get in on now, this will reap the benefits of the $60 or 63 monthly, where it goes up to 97, then to 127 US, and that eventual move to British pound equivalent, it will not be cheap if crypto starts to move up, and what's going to drive that is DeFi. And as I said, as an example, the private coins, be it XMR, which you can see now is moving because of this control of the world. The Western governments are trying to take control, so they won't be able to control this. But that's why I'm starting to see coins like XMR do well. I could probably throw in ZEC, Zcash as well in that. Okay, see how that's been performing. You can see that's been a solid move up as well as Dash. And these are the private coins. So these three coins I'm listing here will move up because of that. And I can tell you some things that I'm seeing right now in the news over the last few days. So there's another one that's moving solid up compared to Bitcoin and Ethereum. So these three coins I'm talking about, be it XMR Monero, Zcash, this guy right here, and Dash, which are the classic private coins, they're moving for a reason. They're moving for the reason just read today. Germany has now taken control of all ATMs that issue crypto. Okay, so they've taken control of that in Germany. The SEC have announced over the last few days that they are investigating Binance.us to see their blockchain, and they're basically sniffing around blockchain. So those are big concerns that I'm seeing, and they're doing that to handle control access points to crypto. And what they're trying to do is to ensure that people don't get access to crypto in these markets. And when I say Germany, I will logically say that for people in the Eurozone as well. Not just Germany, but the Eurozone and the US and eventually Canada and probably UK as well. I haven't seen talk of that in other Asian-based countries because they're, from what I see, they're much more friendlier. And they don't have these concerns that Euro, US, or North America and UK have. And probably Australia fall under it too, eventually. So they're trying to control these access points, control spending on these coins. And I was just playing an interview on Kitco of a guy who says that... show you on Google here. So if I go over to Google and if I show you or just do a search on Kitco, gold confiscation, okay? This interview you might want to watch. Let's see here. Let's see if I can find it. Right here. This guy right here. This guy, E.B. Tucker. What he's saying, and I agree with it, I'd say about 90% I agree with what he's saying. He's a typical Peter Schiff, a typical Jim Rickards guy, because he's a gold bug. What he's saying is that gold will be confiscated quite potentially, and he was talking about in the 30s. So if I look in here in this news article, in the articles for... executive order right here in the U.S. This is a real threat, and especially when you look at the environment that we're in, where I put up an alert if those for the U.S. don't stop to think that this won't happen in your country, because it will. I put up an article earlier this week called Red Alert USA, and this comic's quite interesting. Hedge funds specializing in highly complex derivative and exotic financial instruments for discriminating investors. Guy on the phone, buy gold. That's a typical hedge fund PhD guy, and that's all they're doing right now, is because they're panicking. They don't know what else to do. Buy gold. That's their expertise. But going back to gold, let me just see if I can find it. So let's do a search on my blog here at quantlabs.net/blog. If you look up Red Alert, you'll be able to see the story here that I posted. So there is a place called Hard Times USA. And in here, I put in a bunch of stories over the last, we'll say, 2 weeks on the economy of the U.S. So we have another 1.43 million Americans file for jobless claims. And look at this chart. This is why Americans, Germany, are trying to take control of crypto. Because you listen to all the politicians, Cuomo, crying, begging the billionaires to come back to New York State. They're hurting. So the federal government's all worried because these same folks are going to start using crypto as a way to hide their money and trade and spend. And the governments are afraid of that. So when you continue looking at these stories here, new Fitch warning about USA debt. They're talking about US dollar debasement. US printed more. This is scary. US printed more money in 1 month than in two friggin' centuries. That's including, as they said in this article, about funding World War II, World War I, a civil war, all the global depression over a couple of hundred years, 200 years. And just in the last month, this pandemic has drastically either killed off the economy, killed off jobs, da-da-da-da. I could tell you from Europe, from a few insiders, and now locally, that employers are taking advantage of this in IT. So IT is not safe, let alone if there's jobs out there. But continuing on the bad news, higher Fed Reserve as they add to the national debt. And right now, as they speak, between the next tranche or the next printing of money from the Fed, the Republicans are offering $1 trillion. The Democrats went as low as $2 trillion in the next package. This is really scary, okay? This is beyond scary. This is why the West overall is getting going crazy. So this is why people are starting to move into these private coins. As another one that will be next, in which they're going to control. If you are familiar with a wallet, a hard cold wallet called Ledger, French. Look up Ledger wallet on Google. Ledger, as I like to say. These guys right here. Okay, these are where you'll be able to store your coins as your new wallet to hide from the governments. Okay. And you can generate your own wallet IDs when you go out and transact and transfer that money onto the blockchain. No one knows who you are. And that's for the standard Bitcoin or other folks. So what I mentioned already, let's see here. Okay, let me go into this article. So as I said here, again, I made reference to this. Just look up gold, Kitco, gold confiscation, and you listen to what this E.B. Tucker guy said, this guy right here, this interview. First, what he mentioned was Executive Order 6102 in 1933 by U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt forbidding the hoarding of gold coin, gold bullion, and gold certificates within the continental U.S. So they don't want people to preserve their wealth. They forced people in those days to be dependent on the government. Okay, and that's in the early 1930s. So when you look at with what I posted here in the red alert on the U.S. economy, it's much, 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 much worse now than in the 30s. And the stupid Congress folks, namely Democrats, they're just using the Fed as an open wallet. Forget the debt ceilings that they've always had, and forget that, and just kill off their kids and their grandkids' futures, regardless of the national debt. They're stupid, and I'll also say the Republicans are no different. They're just half stupid. And when you watch this, gold confiscation is a real threat, says E.B. Tucker on Kitco. What he's saying is true, and they will bring it back. They will bring back that equivalent executive order. And what he also said in the media, you'll start to hear, because the media is controlled by the government, or the elites, we'll call them, does control the narrative of what comes out of U.S. press. So they'll start demonizing crypto's bad, crypto's not safe. Gold is not safe. You shouldn't hold it. It's unpatriotic. All this BS in the next year or so. And they'll start actually going out saying, you know what? Here's your executive order. It's illegal to hold gold because you're now dependent on us. And screw you. Imagine what it's going to be like under not mental well-being Joe Biden, or as they call him, creepy Joe Biden or sleepy Joe Biden, under his as of November 3rd. So we have this situation happening. Okay, so they'll start to demonize crypto as well. But you know what? It's technology. Well, you cannot control XMR Monero. No one owns it. No one controls it. But you can still transact on it. And you'll also see the same thing with the other two, Zcash and Dash. And where you'll be able to do that is through that company I just showed you, those wallets called Ledger, which they will make illegal. Okay, so if you want, take my advice on that. Start hoarding on those type of devices. Okay. These cold storage devices, namely Ledger. I've got two. I only need one, really, but I might get the latest one before they start to ban that, once they catch wind of those type of devices. Because once you have that, you can easily transfer from cash, Bitcoin, and then transact into Monero and start to trade and transact in all these coins. We saw that coming a few years ago, and we're starting to see the proof of it, minus all the bad news again, if you need to know. Germany confiscates crypto ATM. So Bitcoin Germany's BaFin seizes allegedly unlicensed, and the word is unlicensed because they're not licensed, Bitcoin ATMs. Okay, so they're making it harder to transact on crypto. Also, I can show you that same story about the SEC investigates Binance US. I think it was a blockchain as well. So SEC wants to start scrutinize Binance chain transactions because they know Binance is getting big and they're becoming a real threat to the financial system out there because it's becoming one of the largest alternatives for finance. And they're clean, they're honest, and a lot of people are moving to them. So we need to be aware of this. If you want to get in on the action, now's the time. Not just for alternative investments, but for your own financial well-being, as the governments are trying to take control of of you, your future, your kids, and all that. This is not conspiracy theory. I've just shown you the most recent negative news towards these type of movements. And there's going to be the sheeple and the people that will wake up to this and figure out they should be concerned about it, okay? Because I just showed you what's happening in the U.S. What happens in the U.S. will happen to you and your neighborhood, no matter where you live, okay? So I'm going to close it off, okay? But there's enormous, awesome potential with crypto. Again, I just showed you this one coin here, the band, this guy right here. I mean, I've not seen this from... again, for on the podcast, $1.07 July 5th, okay, a month later, or just about a month later, it goes from $1.09 to $14.28. Okay, that is one coin, and I've never seen it that big, a 10-time return. Okay, so remember that, remember what I'm saying, take heed on the bot. I've got 6 bots at my disposal right now that I've created. They will be integrated again. Let me repeat. The service, quantanalytics, quantlabs.net/blog. Sorry, quantanalytics/quantanalytics right here. Okay, so quantlabs.net/quantanalytics. If you just generally want to know what I do, you can get on my daily newsletter at quantlabs.net and sign up and get a couple of books. I'll be putting USB keys together and eventually selling them on Amazon to educate, hit people en masse for this messaging, showing you how to build your own trading bots, how to hire coders, da 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 for retirement to help people understand what's happening out there, trying to wake people up because this is getting very dangerous in my mind, not conspiracy theories. And things are looking good, but take heed on this. Many people are losing jobs. I just let me tell you what's going on. I've obviously worked in IT all my life. I got one guy who's been out of work since October in Toronto. I'd say he's fairly senior, and he just went back into the market in the last few months. Can't find work since this pandemic. He was telling me, junior coders, junior IT folks in Canada here are now being paid as low as $35,000. Okay, so that's the slave wages. These are the slave-like conditions that people here in Canada have. I don't see it any different than in the US. Now, in what's happening in Europe, I've got a guy who just got a job in Czechoslovakia, who's Italian, who does network related with a big company or a big subcontractor. And what's going on there in Europe is there all the jobs are being developed in Czechoslovakia, where there's less regulation. He's under the conditions of 12-hour shifts for 4 days, doesn't really get a weekend, and he's making maybe 2,000 euro a month net, and he's got to pay his rent and whatnot. It's very, very depressing to see this. Unfortunately, I'm glad to be self-employed, and I figured out my methods to, well, I guess we'll call it survive. But crypto is the way. Crypto is the future, no matter what. There's always, thankfully, the innovation going on, the technology to help people do well. And again, when you look at this coin here, BANUSD, among many, or if I was to show you Chainlink, which has just been doing really well, sorry, LINK USDT, has been doing exceptionally well as well. Since the beginning of the year, it's, well, I shouldn't say that. Again, you're looking at a price at 313, and it's now exploded 4 times, more than 4 times, gone up to 1415. So I'll repeat that as well. $3 all the way up to 1415 in a matter of a few months, 2 months. So if you got kids, as I know people do, and you're suffering, and your future's the future of your kids are in your hands, and there's no excuse for not to see this. And if you do one day say, Daddy failed you in life, and the government failed them in life as well, sorry, but I start to lose respect for people that just don't see this. And there's two big movements right now is the definancial finance movement carried out by Ethereum, as well as these alternative coins I've shown you, be it Chainlink, be it VeChain. There's some ones that are doing quite well, and other ones that we don't even know about. And there is some manipulation going on, but if it's on Binance, it's fairly safe to have some confidence that that's okay to be in. So we'll leave it at that for today. I'll probably do more videos later in the day about other opportunities I've seen. I'll give you a hint on the blog because I'm talking a lot here and I don't mind that. Again, if you go over to my blog at quantlabs.net/blog, just click on the blog up here, this blog button. In there's an article I posted. This one right here, gold silver ratio may be optimal long to hedge funds. Meaning, if you want to do really well in the next crash, get in on a broker, Oanda or Saxo Bank. And I'm not a big fan of them, but I have looked at them in terms of the CFD, the gold silver ratio has done awesome, let me show you here on tradingview.com. What I'm talking about is this is probably one of the best instruments out there to trade that trade, because the crash will come. We can't deny that. So if you look up XAU, XAG, gold silver ratio, right now it's dead because the markets are doing well, and that's big tech in the US, skewing the markets. But look at this. So here in March, when we had that crash, look at the price. It was around $88, and what did it go up to? 50% in very short amount of time, from 88, leading into this, to 123. So now look where it's at right now. It's at a major low, definitely in the last year, it's at its historical low. So I'm not saying buy now, but watch this little guy, this little instrument, because it's going to spike when the market comes. And people don't know about this, but this is going to be like a massive trade. Okay, this is very predictable based upon a couple of moves, based upon US dollar, based upon, I should say, the reverse US dollar, namely the US dollar. Gold is not, it's predictable long term, but really you watch the S&P 500, this is, you trade the opposite direction of where the S&P goes. And we'll leave it at that, because I'm now starting to step outside of crypto. But this is just another hint on what to go after, that will do very well come that next crash. If you want a 50% move when everything else tanks, the best one I've seen. So I'll leave it at that. Let me just check something here. Just see here if I don't have anybody watching. That's okay. All right, so I've been talking for over an hour. Leave it at that. Again, if you want more, quantlabs.net for the free books, trading stuff, just algo trading stuff. And if you want to know more about the service, quantlabs.net/quantanalytics. So leave that. Thanks for watching if you get this far. And we shall talk to you later. Have a good day and all the best.